This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Vasantino is singing that song.
Again for another live episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Jeremy Staubus and Brenda K. Perry, and we'll hear all about her stuffing her turkey. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasantino, and now, against all our lawyers' advice, here's she is, Josie Pasantino.
That's very interesting, Alan. Thank you for that intro. I feel like our intros are getting crazier and crazier by the show, but it's okay. It's all good. It doesn't matter. So thank you all so much for tuning in to the Josie Show. We're very glad you guys are enjoying us.
Hey.
Wonderful day. Hello.
It's Peanut and Squirrely the Turkey.
Hey, what's going on?
We're turkeys. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Wow, I could tell. Wow. Very nice.
Did you get stuffed last night?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, wait, Squirrely, sit down. Why? Your giblets are showing.
You know what? Anyway, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to the Josie Show, if you are still with us.
Hey, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, you only rent it.
Yeah, that's true. That's very important. It's very important. We're just laughing at this point now and wondering why. But we're very, very excited to be with you guys tonight. We have an awesome show planned. Let's do this. Everyone, put your feet up, and we'll try to entertain you the best we can for the next hour or so. It's going to be great. So let me tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. Here's what I have planned. So I will have two guests joining me tonight. We have Jeremy Staubus and Brenda K. Perry. So it's going to be a really great show with both of them. You'll get to hear our fun chats and learn a bunch about my different guests tonight and hear some awesome music. And remember, we are live, so anything can happen. Anybody could pop up, like Peanut and, you know, like they just showed us. So you never know. So that's why we still love our live shows. It's always so exciting. You never know what could happen. But before we put on our first guest, because I know that, they're in the house. She's in the house. You can check out our archives arranged by season to catch up on our shows. Just go by go to josieshow.com and click on the tab to archives tab to hear all of our past episodes of the Josie Show and Josie Show special edition episodes. And we're also rebroadcasted on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, located at fcnr.net. So you could hear
we
broadcast our live shows there as well. So, yeah.
You know how to make a turkey angry?
No, how?
Ruffle his feathers.
Oh, my gosh. I've heard that one before, but still, very nice. And also we currently have 14 special edition episodes up now, so you could check those out by just going to the same website, josieshow.com, and clicking on the Special Editions tab. And you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tiffin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, our Ray Price full interview, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, Sheila Ray Charles, Sammy Sadler, who survived the real murder on Music Row, Caroline Cole, and Ray Scott. And our next Special Edition episode is on December 9th. With Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr., so that's going to be a really, really great one, so please make sure you tune in right here at josieshow.com for that. So now, without any further ado, because I do not want to delay, I want to get my guest on right away. So here we go. Everyone, please welcome my first guest of the night, Brenda K. Perry. Woo!
Well, hello, Josie.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm doing great. I've been looking forward to this interview with you.
I have been so excited. I'm just so excited. I'm very excited to get the chance to chat with you. It'll be great.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on and taking the time to chat with me. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very, very welcome.
Oh, thank you so, so much. So how was your Thanksgiving? I hope you had a great one.
It was good. I went out with the family. We didn't cook. We all got lazy and decided to go to a restaurant.
Hey, that's even better. Love it.
We let them do the dishes, Josie.
See, exactly. See, that you're, man, that's smart. Very smart. My producer's in the background like, dang, that was genius. Good idea. That's awesome. Well, I'm so glad that you enjoyed it, and I'm very thankful to be having you tonight, so I'm just very excited.
Well, thank you.
So I really quick want to start with something. You know, I read in the brief bio of yours that the third time is the charm for you. So can you explain what that means, and also tell us a little bit about, you know, getting started in the music business for you, because, I mean, you hit the music scene hard with your very popular song, Deep Water, right? Tell us a little bit about
Deeper Water, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, which is a great song.
I was very fortunate. I was on a very small label back in the 70s, and we finally went national, went to Nashville and opened up a marketing company there, and I was fortunate enough to have two top 20s and four top 40s singles. So I was very blessed. And then, of course, it went on to the Grand Ole Opry and the William Morris Agency. I was signed with them and did a lot of shows with the Oak Ridge Boys and Ronnie Millsap and Russ Allen Jr. and Charlie Rich.
Whew, wow.
And
big
yeah,
name.
The third time's the charm. That's funny you say that. I have to say that in the studio, I never had to do my songs more than three times. If I didn't have it by three times, we'd never get it. So by the third time, normally we had it down and we could move on to the next song.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow, so that's what that meant. Wow, that's very, very cool. Third time is a charm.
Third time's a charm. They used to tell me in the studio, but I would pretty much nail it by then. I'd be tired of singing it, so.
Right. You'll be like, I'm going to get it right this time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hilarious. Wow. That is so, so cool. And, you know, it worked out great for you because, you know, your song is just, it's amazing. It's popular. Still to this day, people still listen to it. Deep Water. So please make sure you guys, check it out if you haven't heard it.
That song was done, let's see, are we looking at 32 years? Maybe that song is still phenomenally popular. It just amazes me. And we haven't done we have not re-recorded it. It's still the same original version. But as I say, if you do something right one time, you really don't have to go back and redo it. So I've been really lucky with that record.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. People just love the, you know, originality of it. You know, I mean, they love it, and it's also the original cut. You know, you didn't, you know, revamp it in any way. So people love, you know, the original.
Yeah,
people love it.
Left it classic.
Yes, yes. It's so great. It's still super popular too. It's on YouTube, so it's very popular. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I've got some more stuff on YouTube also, so that the audience might want to look in on some of those.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And they can just type in your name, right? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. They could just type in your name, right? I mean, that's
just put the name in there, and it should come right up. Yeah.
Perfect.
I did a concert. It's been about 3 weeks ago, and I did the Redneck Woman on stage, and it went over really well, so someone had put that on YouTube, so they may want to see my version of Redneck Woman.
Oh, that's awesome. My producer in the back is like, I want to see that. That's really cool. I love that song.
Oh, it is a good song. It is a really good song. Went over well.
Oh. It is. Wow. Well, I'm glad it went well. I'm you know, I want to go on YouTube a little bit later and check that out because I love that song, and I'm, you know, I want to check out your rendition of it. That's really cool.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. There's also a rendition also, Josie, of Blue Bayou.
Oh.
And then there's a live rendition of Deeper Water, plus the LP is still on there, and the Deeper Water song is on that also.
Wow, that is fantastic. So it's super easy. You just go on YouTube and type in your name, and pretty much, you know, everything will pop up, so they could just kind of pick what they want to see and hear.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, if you go on there with Brenda K. Perry, if you put just the middle K, it won't come up. You have to put in the middle name, K-A-Y-E.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
And then they all should come up there for you.
Easy, easy. Well, I'm glad you said that,
yes.
Just in case, you know, people, you know, get that mixed up. But, yeah, K-A-Y-E, Brenda K.
Yeah,
Perry. Perfect.
Of course.
Yes.
I even get it mixed up. How's that?
Right. No, I can definitely see how people can mess that up. Absolutely. But you know what? That's perfect. So please make sure you do that, K-A-Y-E. And, you know, who are a couple of the other artists that you, you know, you may have, you know, been inspired, you know, over the years? I mean, who kind of inspires you? Who do you love to listen to?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Amazingly enough, I was always in love with Merle Haggard's writing and singing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Merle Haggard fan.
Oh.
I've always been a big Loretta Lynn fan because of her just living and writing about her life, and she's just so real and original. They probably are two of my favorites.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The greats. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, absolutely. Gotta love two of the best ones. And they're still, the beauty of it is they're still doing their thing. I think Loretta got she went to the White House, and I believe she just received a Medal of Honor from the president. And
yeah.
I think that's just so wonderful. She's such a nice lady. I've met her several times, and she's just so sweet and down to earth. And I just love Loretta Lynn.
Yeah, that is so cool that you've, you know, gotten to meet her. I mean, she seems like she would be a very, very, you know, nice woman, you know, very down to earth. So that's really cool.
She really is. She makes you feel very comfortable in her presence.
Yeah.
There's nothing there that would make you intimidate you or anything. She's just a really nice lady. Now, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Merle Haggard, but maybe one day that will happen.
Absolutely. You never know. You never know. Absolutely. That's so, so cool. You know, and I know
that
you
on your
do...
show, Josie?
Oh, what'd you say? Sorry.
Have you had Merle Haggard on your show?
Oh, no. Unfortunately, no, I haven't. But like you said, one day, I hope so. That'd be awesome.
Oh, sure. Count on it.
That would be amazing. Oh, my goodness.
I know it. It sure would. Where are you? What state are you in, Josie?
We're in Illinois. Yeah.
Okay.
Illinois.
I wasn't sure
yeah.
about that area code, but yeah, mm-hmm. Illinois. Now, what's your weather like there?
Oh, well, it's really cold, and there's actual, like, you know, ice on the floor, ice on the ground, so it's pretty.
Oh, my goodness, I've got my windows open, I put up my Christmas tree today, and I've got the ceiling fans on. This is Florida, Josie.
I need to come over by you, because that sounds nice.
It in, but you're welcome here anytime. We'll go to Clearwater Beach. I'm home.
Let's do it. I'm, you know what, I'm running over there because I would love that. That sounds so
yes,
much better than what we're dealing with. Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what, one of these days I'm going to have to go over there and, you know, see you perform for sure. That would be really cool.
I would love that. I really would. Yeah, I'm going to business and pleasure. I'm leaving for Los Angeles December 12th, and I will be back the 27th. Then I have a show in the area here the 28th, and I've got a few things cooking in Los Angeles. So things are looking up, and I've got a brand-new manager now for the first of the year, so I believe that things will get promoted better, and people will be able to reach me much easier and my music. So I'm thrilled about that, Josie.
That is so, so exciting. I can't wait to, you know, check out what, you know, new things that you have, you know, you've got brewing and, you know, what you have up your sleeve, because I would love to see some more things from you, you know? That would be awesome. We'd love
that. It's time. It's time to branch out and do and freshen stuff up. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm doing a lot of writing now. And I did have some B-sides on my singles back in the 70s, but now I'm writing most all my stuff, and I'm looking forward to having an album with just everything on there that I've written. And I also want to do a few tribute albums to the different artists. So I've got a lot of things in mind, and sure things will pick up in 2014. I'm looking really, really forward to that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow, I'm so excited for you. I hope that, you know, you have that new album out or whatever you want to do. I would love to support whatever you put out there. That would be awesome. I would love that. That's so great.
I just appreciate that a lot, Josie. Thank you. And you will be one of the first to receive it.
Oh, thank you. Woo! Thank you so much. I would love to promote it. Yes. We will definitely do it. I love that. And, you know, you've done a lot of really great experiences, you know, and you're still, of course, rocking. I mean, you're doing great, great things. But you've had so many great experiences. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, some experiences that you've had working with other artists over the years? Or, you know, what's
Well, I have had great experiences with a lot of them. The great Narvel Phelps, I did a duet with him. We had an Opry here in Wearsdale, Florida, back in the 90s. And we had so many of the country music and Grand Ole Opry artists there. And I performed with quite a few of those people. And I performed on stage with Connie Smith.
Oh, wow.
And
that's
so
awesome.
I just can't even remember all of them, so many of them, but I've had such great experiences, and they just treat you so nice and make you feel so welcome and you're comfortable. But I've done the great Billy Walker, actually the late Billy Walker. I'm really sad to still say it that way, but Billy and I had a duet out in the, I think it was 1978, called Who Do You Know in Ringo, Georgia? And he came down to the studio and we recorded the duet together, and I think it went into the charts. It didn't get any higher than the top 50, but he invited me to the Grand Ole Opry, and that was my first appearance on the Opry, was Billy Walker's invitation for us to do Ringo, Georgia together. And I really miss Billy, as you know. He passed away. He was in an accident several years ago, and him and his wife and a few of the musicians lost their life in that accident. So he's really missed.
Oh, he is missed. And, you know, but it's so great to have that memory, though. You know, it's a great memory to keep with you forever of that moment that you did spend with him. You know what I mean? It's still such a great memory.
Yes. Yeah. He was also a wonderful, wonderful human being. Billy was just one of the nicest, most humble people you'd ever meet. And one of my, even when I was a little girl, I used to listen to his records. And then one day I was standing there in the studio recording with him. So that was a really memory that I hold dear to my heart forever.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I would definitely say that is absolutely a highlight that you will never, ever forget, for sure. And, you know, I think that is so great. You know, I mean, it's great, you know, doing things and, you know, making music and stuff, but, I mean, the experiences that you take from it is, you know, just, it's huge, and you've had a lot of great memories and experiences with that, and still more to come. And, you know, I know people are going to be wondering where they can purchase your music. You know, is there a place that we could purchase your music, or is it mainly, you know, YouTube?
Here's the thing, Josie. With the new management and everything coming the first of the year, I will have it posted on my website, and we're in the throes of having that put together right now. So there's a lot of brand new improvements and development. So if they keep looking at my Facebook page and all, they will be able to keep up with the music. And if they want to buy it, I will have it on there for sale. And, of course, at the live shows. So they just need to keep looking on Facebook and YouTube, and they will find what the new stuff and what's going on.
Awesome, awesome. So it's super easy. Just, you know, go to your Facebook and you'll post it. You'll keep us all up to date with all that. Good.
Absolutely.
Great. So that's super, super easy. So make sure you guys all, you know, become a fan and, you know, like her page, add her page so you can stay up to date. And that's awesome. That's so awesome. And, you know, can you share with us anything else that you may have in the works coming up? Do you have any performances coming up that you could, you know, give everybody the dates and so, you know, they might be in the area?
Like I said, it's all in the new stages, Josie, and we're working on some of the, I'm trying to think of the word for them. My mind went blank. The cat walked by and I lost the treasure. But a lot of the casinos are going to be doing those, and a lot of the live theater shows, and there will be a lot of things. And I'll just have all that posted on the Facebook as to where I'll be and the up-and-coming things that I'll be doing.
Awesome. Perfect. Perfect. And Facebook, of course. I mean, you know,
Facebook's a good thing. And then we're going to be working on the website. Like, the new management is doing so many turnarounds and so many great things and trying to get my name out there more and more jobs. So it's all like in a new phase now. Actually, it's actually a step up and a growing phase that I'm in right now with it. And I'm very excited because I can see a lot of neat things coming along.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're
going
to be doing some videos also, so I will have them
There is a lot going on for you. That's so exciting. I love, you know, videos to songs. I mean, I love music videos. That's going to be so great. I'm very excited to check those out as well when those, you know, when those are finished and come together. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. I have not done any videos, believe it or not. So these are going to be like the first time I've ever done videos. So I'm terribly excited about it, and I hope that everyone out there will be able to look them up on Facebook and YouTube. So very excited about that.
Yeah, that's going to be a whole other different kind of experience for you, you know, to take with you.
I know.
Yeah. Ah, I love that. It's gonna be just amazing. I can't wait to check that out. And I have to say, I mean, you've done great performances and, you know, all that stuff. Is there a favorite performance that you've done that stands out in your mind? Anything that you would say kind of was a highlight that you had, you know, a fan moment or a special moment that you've had in your career? While performing?
It would have to be performing on the Grand Ole Opry, Josie.
Yeah. Oh,
I went on with Billy Walker, as I said, the first time that I was invited. But the second time I went on, Deeper Water had hit the top 20, and William Morris, who was my agent at the time, invited me to come back and do it solo. And I was very, very honored to stand there and do that. My dad started me out singing and playing music when I was real, real little, real young. I'd say maybe 12. And he didn't live to see me on the Grand Ole Opry, but I stood in that famous circle and gave him thanks and the Lord thanks before I started singing. So I know that he was looking down on me that day. That was really special.
Oh, that is so, so special. Wow. That is just so incredible, though, that you've had that opportunity. And you made him proud, for sure. That's just so great.
I know.
Wow. That's so, so great. And, you know, we are actually running out of time here. I don't want to get cut off with you, but I do want to ask one, like, fun question here for you because I love my fun questions. Awesome. Perfect. So I was wondering, you know, when you're not working on your music and performing and all that fun stuff, what are some things you like to do for fun, some hobbies? Because you need that downtime for yourself. What do you like to do to enjoy yourself?
Well, if it's warm here, I like to go to the swimming pool and swim and lay out in the sun. I like to read.
Yeah.
I like to put the top down on my car and go riding in the country, kind of freelance, you know, walk, you know, ride around. And, of course, like any woman, I like to shop.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We all like to shop, and I have two cats, so they take up time, too. I love my cats. I have one named Kathmandu. He's the oldest one.
Oh,
and I have Kathmandu. And then I have the little girl cat. Her name is Charlie. So when I put up the Christmas tree today, she's relatively a new member of the family. So she was sitting there watching me put up the tree, and she sat and was staring at it for a while. It was really cute.
Oh, that's adorable. Oh,
and then I hang out with my family and friends, so I keep pretty busy. And then if I'm not doing that, I'm creating, I'm writing, and I also do poetry as well as write songs, so I keep myself pretty busy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're really, really busy with, you know, your family, and then also you love to relax and do things to, you know, just comfort you and just have fun, and then also you're working on your music and being creative. I mean, you have a great balance. You know, you have a lot of great things that you can do.
Thank you. It took a long time to figure that out, but finally figured it out, and the balance is the secret. Absolutely.
It is. Oh, yeah. It keeps you sane. It keeps you, you know.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. That is so awesome. Well, I am just so, so glad that I got the chance to chat with you. And I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And I hope you have a great holidays and spend so much time with your family. And thank you so, so much for taking the time to chat with me tonight. I really appreciate it. It was so
much
fun.
Well, Josie, you're certainly welcome. It's been my pleasure. And hope we talk again real soon. And thank you. It's been wonderful to talk with you.
Talking with you. Thank you so, so much. And we'll definitely talk again soon, because when your new stuff comes out, I would love to promote it and just spread the
wonderful
news.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. You can come back anytime. You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you so much, Josie. And I'll be listening to the rest of your show. And everybody out there, be listening on Facebook and YouTube. And you'll be able to keep up with the new stuff and what's going on 2014. And I hope everyone out there has a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you so much. You too. And thank you so much for letting me interview you and chat with you. I had so much fun.
Thank you so much, Josie.
Thank you. Talk with you real soon, okay? Thank
okay,
you so much.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was the wonderful Brenda Faye Perry. So sweet. Thank you so, so much for, you know, chatting with me. And I just had so much fun talking with Brenda. She's just awesome. So I'm very excited, you know, to see what else she's got up her sleeve.
Hey, Josie.
You never know.
Hey, look, it's Josie. Hi, Josie. Woo-hoo.
Hello. Woo-hoo.
Hey, Josie, you know why they call it Black Friday?
What? Why?
Because they ran out of blue Sharpies.
What? You're weird.
Hey,
I have to.
How come Tina didn't fix the turkey?
You're crazy. That's all I have to say. Is just you're crazy. Like, how do you come up with this stuff?
I wonder why Tina didn't fix a turkey. What? She couldn't do it with a screwdriver? Yeah, Alan,
oh
my God. Got a turkey in the mail with a note saying "fix me."
Oh my gosh, you are crazy. That's all I can say. Is you're just crazy, but, you know, we love it. So
did you get the stuffed turkey with cotton candy?
Oh, my gosh, I would love that. Are you kidding me? That would be amazing. We should do that next year. We should do that
yeah,
next year.
Yeah, but you never asked a turkey if he wanted your hand up his butt.
Oh, my God. I would absolutely love... I would love that. Okay. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for calling in, but our next guest has arrived. So... we got to go. It's crazy. I love having fun with them. That's awesome. Well, I'm very, very excited because our next guest is here, and I do not want to keep him waiting. So, everyone, please welcome Jeremy Thubbs to the show. Woo!
Hello. Hey, Jeremy. How's it going?
Hey, everything is going great. I'm so excited to be chatting with you tonight. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me. I've been listening to the show, and, man, that's a tough act to follow, being on the Grand Ole Opry and all that. That's awesome.
I'm very, very excited to get the chance to chat with you, because you have a lot of really cool things going on, and we even have a song to play of yours tonight. So I'm very excited about that.
Great. I got a lot of great stuff coming up. I'm playing a lot of shows. traveling to Nashville a lot, and so got a lot of exciting stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm. You do. You really, really do. And I really, really quick, I just want to start off the show by saying, you know, there's a congratulations that is in order for you because you've recently signed with CMG Nashville, so congratulations for that. That's
awesome.
Thank
you so much. Yeah, that's some of my big news, and actually signed the contract the beginning of this month, and I actually have kind of a story. Actually blew out two of my tires trying to go to Nashville that day when I was trying to sign, and it took me 13 hours just to get down there, and finally we got down there, and I got to sign the contract, so... It's like, it's not easy, but I finally got to sign my contract. So.
Yeah. Wasn't easy, but wow, that's great. I'm just so happy that you, you know, you got that. It's definitely well-deserved, too. It's so great.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, anytime, anytime. But, you know, what really got you to this point? I mean, you know, what is the earliest memory of making music? When did this all really start for you?
Sure. Well, I've been singing ever since I was a little kid. My parents really got me into singing. My mom, she was a singer. My dad, he played piano. And they kind of started me out singing in church, and they got me into singing at choir in school. And then when I was 16, I started playing in a rock band with my brother. I played the bass guitar. And then once I got into college, then I started playing country music with my grandfather. He's the one that kind of turned me over to the country music. I was really into rock and roll in the 90s, you know, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, all that great stuff. And,
right.
But then my grandfather, he's like, man, you need to listen to some Hank Williams. And then it just kind of clicked from there.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. So you've done a lot of different things. I mean, you started out, you know, pretty much liking everything. I mean, that's really, really cool. And now you're kind of
doing
that
country. Yeah, the cool thing, people's like, well, what type of music do you like? Well, I really, you know, I love country because, you know, that's what I enjoy writing. But, you know, I love all types of music. You know, I listen to everything.
I'm the same way. So I mean, music is music to me. If it has a good beat, it's good. So,
right. Yeah.
Great beat, good lyrics. We're good. I love that. I love that. And who are your biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to? I mean, who? Maybe a top three because you like everything.
Right. Well, you know, with the rock music, like I said, I grew up in the 90s, so I was always kind of like a big Pearl Jam fan. They play a good mixture of rock and some acoustic music. And then I was always an Alan Jackson fan. He actually played here in Virginia this summer, and he's just, man, Alan Jackson is awesome. And then some newer acts, I really like the Eli Young Band. They got some new songs out that just kind of catch you. Some of their songs are really good.
Oh yeah. Ah, it's so cool. Absolutely. That's a really powerful top three. That is. So cool.
Yeah, I could keep going on forever, but I figured we better narrow it down to just a couple.
I like that though. I like that you can keep going on and on. It's good to have a mix of different things that you like. That's awesome. Absolutely. And, you know, I have to say, you know, everyone has different things that they, you know, find that they like when they sign with companies. Going back to, you know, CMG Nashville, what is it about CMG Nashville that you felt was, you know, a very perfect fit for you? What kind of, you know, told you this is it? This is the one I should be signed with?
Sure. Well, what's really exciting to me, Steven, the owner of the company, he actually started out doing music videos, and I started looking at some of their music videos and the artists on the CMG Records. I was like, man, they have some really good work here. And I think he's actually won some big awards like Video of the Year and stuff. And almost just, you know, their artists are great, but just from a music video standpoint, I was like, man, this is really great. So that's one thing that really was a plus for me was just the music videos alone.
Absolutely. Wow. That's so cool. I love that. I love that. It is a perfect fit. I think that's just so fantastic. And, you know, even though, you know, you have just been signed, though, I mean, you've had really great success already on your own with your songwriting. I mean, I understand it's been featured around Nashville in songwriting showcases, songwriting competitions, even on national TV. I mean, can you tell us a little bit about that? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, well, like I said, my grandfather, he's the one that kind of got me into country music. And my brother, he kind of got me into the writing aspect of it.
Right.
But I started writing, you know, probably when I was 18. And just here in the last 3 years, I started going to Nashville and started doing some co-writing and doing competitions. And it just started to kind of click, and people was like, man, that song's pretty good. So, you know, my wife kind of encouraged me. She's like, you need to get this stuff out there. So I started submitting it to some songwriting competitions and got letters back saying, hey, you're invited to the top 10 finalists and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So it really helps when you get good feedback like that to help keep moving you along. And then the other good thing about going down to Nashville, there's so many great songwriters down there. It just it really pushes you to keep trying to write better songs.
Absolutely. It must be such a great feeling, great satisfying feeling to have people say that they like your songs when you actually wrote them yourself. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a pat on the back.
And another really cool thing is I played a show here locally, and I live here in Virginia, and I was playing a show here locally last weekend, and I was playing one of my original songs, and the whole, everyone was sitting for the cover song that I had been playing just before my original song. When I kicked into my original song, everybody got up on the dance floor and was starting to dance. I was like, wow, this is really cool.
Wow, that says a lot.
I don't think there's anything more satisfying than, you know, having people get up and have fun to your music, laughing, and come up to you after the show and say, who wrote that song? I'm like, oh, well, I wrote that song.
Yeah. And then their mouth is wide open like, wow.
Right, yep.
That is so cool. Very, very cool. Very, very satisfying, too. That must feel just fantastic. Having them like it, your original stuff. Absolutely. And your music that you have out right now, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that's kind of circling the airwaves a little bit?
Sure. So my first CD, I came out with that 2 years ago, and that's all original work. It's got 13 original songs on there. You can get that on iTunes. You can also get it on Amazon, or you can just go to my website at jeremystalbus.com.
Perfect.
And it's got all the links that you need. I also have, you can listen to the music for free on my website as well. I'm also on Pandora Radio, but it's definitely not as cool as this show.
Thank you.
And you're going to be playing a song off my first CD, I think, later, I think you said as well. So
I believe, yes, absolutely. We're actually going to play that right now, Make It Up to You. That's the one we got.
So okay, cool. Yeah, that's on my debut CD, which came out 2 years ago, and it's the CD is called Damn Town.
I am just very, very excited that we have this one that was sent to us. So let's play it right now. I know everyone's very excited to hear you, so let's just do it right now. Make It Up to You,
okay.
And we'll be right back, okay?
Alrighty.
All right, here we go. Make It Up to You by Jeremy Stalbus. Be right back.
Everyone's got a story, and some have had their day. Everyone loves somebody. In fact, some have loved a few. But I'm hurting and I'm sorry for the pain I put you through. But I'm hoping by morning I can make get up here. You can't change the past, but you can embrace a brighter tomorrow. They say things happen for a reason, but my reason, it ain't.
Deserves an applause there. And you gave us your website, but also I know that you are on some social networking sites. So where's the best places that your new fans out there can get to know you and chat with you and keep up to date?
Sure. Check me out on Facebook and just type in Jeremy Staubus and you can find me.
Yeah.
At my personal page, but you also have a like page on there for my band page. And I'm also on Twitter as well. I only have like 30 friends on there, I think. So need some more friends on Twitter. I haven't really figured Twitter out yet, so I've been kind of easing into that. So.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. I definitely hear you. Facebook, you know, I mean, I love Twitter. I mean, it's completely fine, but Facebook, you could really reach anybody, and it's so easy, and it's, you know, I love Facebook, so.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're on there. Yes. Awesome. So please make sure that you like and become a fan of Jeremy. So please make sure you do that after the show. And also, I was wondering if you have any upcoming projects or anything in the works that you could tell us about as of right now? Anything going on?
Sure. Well, like you said at the beginning of the show, you know, I signed my record contract. So I'm hoping here next month I'm going to be going to Nashville to start working on my next CD. You know, keep up with me on Facebook so I can kind of let you know what dates I'm going to be doing that and when that will be released. And then shortly after we record that, we're going to be shooting a music video. So watch for that as well. Other than that, you know, I play all the time. I got a big show here locally in Virginia in Charlottesville at the Jefferson Theater, and I'm going to be playing with a couple of Nashville players there, Cody Purvis and J.J. Lawhorn. they're going to be in town playing the show with me, so it's going to be a really big night there.
Yeah.
And then going to be doing a little bit of traveling this year. I'm going to be playing up in Rochester, New York, for a corporate event up there, so I'm going to be all over the place.
You are. You really literally are. That is just so great. I'm very excited about, like you said, you know, working on new material, you know, maybe a new CD coming up soon. So I'm very excited about that and the music video. You have to let us know when all that's out. I would love to promote it and pass it around and interview you again.
Cool, yeah, definitely. I'll be glad to send it to you. And if you want more music, I'll be glad to send you some more music. And I'm having a blast. I really appreciate you supporting, you know, local music and just music all in general. So.
Oh, my pleasure. I love it. I love your music. So we'll definitely play it if you'd like. That would be amazing, amazing, amazing.
Sweet, thank you.
Yeah, and one of these days you have to come to Illinois because we'd love to see you perform live. That would be amazing, or anywhere near. We'd love to make a trip out of it because we are fans. We're fans.
Cool. Hey, I'll. What town are you guys in?
We are actually near Chicago, so yes.
Okay, cool. Well, I will look for. I'll look for some venues that way, and I'll let you know when I book something.
Awesome. That sounds great. Or anywhere close. I mean, we'll, you know, it's fine. Any close states, any neighbor states, we're good there, too.
Okay, cool.
Yes. We'll love it. We'll love it. And also, I was wondering here, you know, I love fun questions, so I have a few little fun questions for you before we get cut off. But I was wondering, what are some fun things you like to do, some hobbies when you're not working on your music, on your downtime?
That's a hard question. Well, from time to time, I wouldn't say I'm a nerd or a computer gamer or whatever, but every once in a while, you know, I'll plug in the Xbox and play some video games. I like going to watch some movies here and there. And I enjoy the outdoors. My wife, we actually have horses. We have two horses, so. That's more my wife's passion, but you know, I enjoy it as well, watching her ride and getting outdoors and all that. So
I love it. That's awesome. I mean, I figured you had to have something because you know you have to have that downtime for yourself. I mean, you have to. I love it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's tough. I do a lot of computer work as well, so I stay pretty busy with the music. But also, I do a lot of computer work, and that keeps me busy as well.
Yeah, you do a lot of different things. I like it, and I'm the same way. I'm, you know, if I have some free time and there's an Xbox next to me, it just happens to, you know, I would definitely love to play it. So
right,
I'm the
same
way. You never know. I love it. And horses are amazing, too, so it's all good. awesome. And another fun question here for you. Have you ever had an embarrassing on-stage moment that you can share with us? Anything happened to have an embarrassing? I love this question.
I don't know if anything embarrassing. I can't think of anything, really.
Oh, that's good.
That's
Knock
a tough
wood.
One. Huh. I can't think of one, actually.
Wow, I dig deep then. I just, you know, maybe you should knock on wood right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, there's always the typical where, my mic's not on, so, you know, I just go to another mic or the sound's not the best. But other than that, I haven't had nothing too embarrassing because, usually, you know, at our shows, we're always joking and laughing anyway, so things wouldn't be too embarrassing, so.
Well, that's good. Good. Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you don't have one. That's good.
Right.
Yes. And before we run out of time here, one more fun question. What is your favorite vacation place or a place that you would like to perform or go to for fun?
Oh, that's one I can answer. I actually really like Pensacola, Florida, and the whole Gulf Coast area. It's really pretty, and I think Florida would be a really fun tour just to set up and do all the beaches along the Gulf Coast. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Good answer. Good answer. And better weather than what I'm having.
Right.
Yes. Awesome, awesome. I am so, so glad that I got to chat with you. Thank you so, so much for coming on the show and answering my crazy questions, and I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Again, thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate it. Hope to do it again sometime.
Absolutely. Just let us know when you have anything else you would like to promote or, you know, just anything, let us know, and we'd love to have you back on for, like, an update or something. All right?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you so much, and we'll talk with you again soon, all right? Hope you have a great holidays.
Okay.
Christmas is coming up.
All right. You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That was Jeremy Stavis, everyone. Thank you, Jeremy.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you, Jeremy Stavis. Awesome. I had so much fun talking with my wonderful, wonderful guests. We got to chat with Brenda K. Perry and Jeremy Stavis. So I had so, so much fun. And I know it's like the day after Thanksgiving, so I know you guys are really, you know, enjoying the leftover turkey and stuff. I mean, I know I am. So,
hey, Josie.
It's been kind of a quick show.
Hey, Josie.
Hey, what's up now?
Hey, are you still doing the show?
Yes.
Are we interrupting?
Well, no, not really. You're good. You're good. You're good. You're good this time.
Yeah, we'll try later.
We'll try later. That's nice. You're crazy. I love it, though. I love the craziness. So, Peanut, you're good. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. You're all good. But I had so much fun tonight. Like I said, I know everyone's, you know, really enjoying their Thanksgiving holiday because they are, you know, still having your leftovers and all that fun stuff. So we tried to make it a very short show for all of you guys so you guys can get back to the fun festivities. I know you guys are still continuing on with the Thanksgiving, so let's just go to my producer for VIP members, and we could wrap it up here. But I do want to mention the Dream Quest Challenge, what's been going on with that before we get to the VIPs. Or actually, you know what, we're actually not going to talk a little bit about Dream Quest Challenge right now because we are going to be posting it everywhere, so we will post it and, you know, make sure we have it all straight and make sure we have everything for you guys, all the details on that one. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Christmas show on Friday, December 20th. That's what I wanted to talk about. We will dedicate that show to all of the victims of the November tornadoes that hit especially hard in Washington, Illinois. So everyone here at the Josie Show is asking for you to please donate funds or items, and here's how you can do it to help them during this season of love and giving. Please call the Salvation Army at 1-800-725-2769. That number again is 1-800-725-2769. To give a small financial donation, every little bit helps if you can. And if you would like to donate clothing-type items, just call 1-800-728-7825, you know, and to find a drop box near you. So thank you all very, very much for participating in that. It's going to be a great Christmas show. Remember, that show's going to be December 20th, so please make sure you do that. Now I would like to pass it on to my producer.
Hey, Josie.
VIPs.
Look, it's Josie. Hey, Josie.
It's even though it's the same point. It's not like
Hey, I got a question.
Okay,
what is the deal with Santa Claus? I mean, the guy breaks into everybody's house, and nobody calls the cops, and then
awesome.
They take gifts and candy from them, and they give them cookies. What's that all about?
He loves his cookies. I mean, we're going to set up a whole batch of cookies for Santa this year, you know, so he enjoys, you know, everything, so he comes to our house again next year. So we want to give him a nice variety.
Crash into my house, I'd shoot him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
No.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that, Alan. Oh, my gosh, Alan. Oh. Oh, sweet gosh. Okay. Oh. Alan.
It does get more and more.
Like the song says, never trust a big fat man who drives a sled and plays an elf.
Well, on that note.
All right. Don't worry, children. Santa Claus will.
Santa Claus
be there and be jolly with presents.
Yes, Santa Claus is a beautiful, amazing gift, and I want you all to please just believe and be happy. Okay.
No.
I'm done now. Now that I said my piece, because this is making very, this is very stressful.
All the females aren't listening to the show. Oh, goodness.
Alan.
So, should I ask you what you want under your Christmas tree
this
year? No,
yes.
I'm not
going to
ask.
No, ask me that question. No, ask me.
Okay, keep it PG. What do you want?
I'm the good one. Oh, my gosh. I'm the good one. I'm a very nice person.
Okay. Well,
hey, you got to be careful with your Christmas tree, because Squirrely could be living in it.
Oh. Hopefully not with jokes like this, because you're making me sweat over here.
Kicked off the air tonight. Okay.
Yeah. So what I want under my Christmas tree is a horse. I want my own pet horse.
Oh.
Or a pig. I'll settle for a pig. Potbelly is preferred. Potbelly is preferred. It is.
Oh, gosh.
They're so cute. They're barely hanging on the floor. Oh.
Okay, well.
They're so cute.
That was a better answer than I thought I was going to get, so I'll just take it
away. Hey, excuse me, Josie. I got a message here from someone named Toby who says if you get any more animals, he's getting an apartment.
That actually sounds like what my dog would say.
That does sound exactly
like
what our
dog
would say.
Like my
dog, like, you know what?
Mm-hmm. It does.
He's like,
no.
The cat is finally gone.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the guinea pig is gone, too. So Toby's an only pet, and he likes it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get my own apartment. Come on now. I'm very
Toby's
happy right here. It's all good. Well.
Toby will get his own apartment, not you.
But no.
All right, well,
I miss him too much.
We're going to get cut off the air while we're talking about pets. Okay.
Yeah, but no, seriously, I want a pig, pot-bellied is preferred, or a horse. Thank you. Stallion.
Stallion?
What?
That's totally what I thought you were
going to say. We'll see if there's one available on eBay, so check the UPS at the house.
Could you find Josie a stallion for us, please?
Yes.
She can't take a cute little pony or anything. All right.
I have one of those, too.
Oh. Okay.
Let's try to order a pony, please.
We're going to have to somehow, we need a barn.
Yeah, we do.
And we've got to move out of Illinois. We got to go someplace else.
Oh, and I want an elephant.
What?
I want an elephant that has babies. I do.
Hey, I do enough on the show.
Hey,
I'm not
your
giving
animals,
an elephant
seriously. What?
I'm not giving an elephant babies. I do enough on the show.
Oh, my God. No. An elephant that already had babies. And
can we just
so
take one
cute.
Of the babies? Why do we have to have the whole elephant with the whole baby making? Can't
because
we just take one of the babies?
No, because you can't bring a part of family of elephants.
You're going to need a little bit of stocking.
She'll stomp on you. She'll stomp on you if you take her young. Come on. You learned this in first grade.
Wait, Alan's saying something. What?
You're going to need a bigger stocking.
Okay.
But come on. The little baby elephants are so cute because they don't know how to walk, and so they're like sliding everywhere and stuff. Aww.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all over the place too. They'll get along great.
Okay. It's going to be a big year. Boy, you're going to be disappointed with a goldfish.
No,
well,
I don't want
to
go fishing like
this.
It's
a good idea because you have Toby as a guard dog and he just yawns and lays down, so.
No, I don't want to go fish unless it has six babies.
What is it with a baby animal?
Because they're so cute, the little babies.
Did you
just
recently see a video or something?
Yes, they grow
up. I've seen a cute YouTube. Okay, if you go on YouTube videos and search, but you got to search a particular type, or you'll get something else that is very not cool. But you, if you search little baby, like little baby elephants and little baby giraffes, oh, they're so cute because they can't walk yet and stuff, and so their legs are going everywhere.
What do you do to a useful animal like a platypus?
Platypus? What does a platypus do?
I love a platypus. Actually, I want a platypus. I don't know what that is.
What do you do?
We don't do much.
Not much.
We just sit around.
Both everything.
Paint our nails.
Oh, my God. No, seriously, all jokes aside, I really do want a giraffe. Seriously, I'm not kidding.
You know,
just give me a giraffe.
You actually get a job in a zoo, and then you'll be fine, because then you'll just have everything you need right there at your own discretion.
Yeah, but zoos are confusing.
I'm filling out an application for you. We're going to make you a zoo keep person. Okay.
Can you ride giraffes?
I'd like to see you try. I would video that for you.
Yeah, but what do we do? Do we go on the neck part or by the shoulder part?
No, you like sit on his back and then like put your arms around his neck.
Aw, that's so cute.
I don't know.
Yeah, but what if you? Yeah, but
I just made it up.
Yeah, you know, if you put your arms around its neck, you'll break its neck.
Squeeze it. You know what? Maybe I'm not gonna fill out that application. Let's let them keep their animals alive.
All right, okay. Until then, we will do our VIP members.
Well, let's do our VIP members. I'm so excited. Okay.
I want my VIP members under my tree.
Let's remember who has to clean up all the poop.
We'll see if we can get all your VIP members down here for like a concert or something. How's that?
Under the tree, though, right?
Well, we'll just put a tree in the room.
No.
It'd be inappropriate
for them to
be under a tree.
Why?
There's just too many of them. It just wouldn't look right. Okay.
Good stuff.
It would be fun. Okay,
right,
let's get to it. All right, if you go to josieshow.com and you click on the VIP membership tab, you are going to find our six fabulous VIP members here at the Josie Show. All you need to do, scroll down. You will get to see all of their pictures and all of their clickable links that will take you to their fantastic sites. Now, each and every one of them is on Facebook, so if you just type in their name in the search bar, you'll be able to find their personal pages as well as any like pages that they have for their bands. And then, sign up, like, send them a friend request, so you'll be able to check out what they're doing all the time. Okay, so let's see what we have here now. Let's start with Tim Garman. Tim Garman, you can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. You can find him on YouTube, Reverb Nation, of course, Facebook, I had said as well. He always has something great going on. He's got a new song out right now, too, so make sure you go ahead and click on his page and check that out. Next, Larry J. Massey. He has got a song out called Nursing Home Prayer. We are playing it on Country Blast Radio right now. Great song. He has got a wonderful voice. He spends a lot of time performing for nursing homes. He does a great, great job. So make sure you check him out on Facebook. You can also find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey, and Massey does have an E-Y at the end, M-A-S-S-E-Y. Next, Wayne Jacobs. You can find him at waynejacobs.co. Make sure you go ahead and check out his page as well as check him out on Facebook. He always has interesting things going on Facebook, constantly has new music coming out. This past month for November, he had two songs on the charts at Country Blast Radio, so make sure you go ahead and take a listen to the station. You'll be able to hear all of his music there as well. He is also one of the competitors in the Dream Quest Challenge, which hopefully you listen to at 6 o'clock tonight, and it's on every Friday at 6 o'clock Central. And you can hear that on Country Blast Radio, too. All right, next, Brad Howard. Brad Howard, you can find out tons of information about him on his Facebook page. He's always putting up where he's going to be, whether it's a songwriting session in Nashville or performing somewhere in Nashville. You will always find that information up there. So you can go to facebook.com/Brad Howard Music. He's also on reverbnation.com/Brad Howard. Brain's working faster than the mouth. Never good when that happens. Okay, next we have Rick Seaman. You can find him at facebook.com/RickSeaman.3. Make sure you check him out. He does have new music coming up soon. So once he has that out, we will certainly put it up for you so that you'll be able to hear it. But you'll keep abreast of all the latest things he's doing by going to his Facebook page. He is a big fan of Hank Williams Sr., does a lot of his stuff too. Beautiful voice. You'll absolutely love it. And last but not least, Vince Anthony. You can find him at VinceAnthonyOnline.com. He's got a fabulous website. Make sure you go to it again, VinceAnthonyOnline.com. Very soon, he is going to have downloadable music, songs, as well as his latest CD on CD Baby. So that is coming soon, so make sure that you check that out. He's got videos up on his site for you to check out. His music is there if you want a hard copy of the CD. There's always information about where he's touring. He's touring consistently, plays lots of casinos, has a huge fan base. All of his music, including two songs this month, were in November on the Country Blast Radio Countdown. And he had the number one song with his song My Everything this month, too, on the Countdown. So that is fabulous. Congratulations to him. And Vince Anthony is also on the Dream Quest Challenge as one of the competitors. So make sure you click on the link. You'll find out everything he has going on. Check out his Facebook page, and you'll make sure that you don't miss a thing. Now, if you are an artist or a songwriter and you'd like to be a Josie Show VIP member, all you need to do is right there on that same page, the VIP membership tab at josieshow.com. Takes 2 seconds to sign up. You click right away, and once you sign up, your benefits start right away, and they last for an entire year. Okay, I am done. My mic didn't die. I kept my voice most of the time. So now I'm going to go ahead.
Hey, Tina, look at Tina. Hey, Tina.
Hey.
How come you don't have those country bands from the Chuck E. Cheese and the VIP?
How come I don't have what?
Those country bears from Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, gosh, Joe, when you were a little girl, you used to love those bears at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, I still like that.
Josie could join them with her cowbell.
Oh, gosh, she probably would. Oh, we could never drag her in there now. Could you just imagine that? She'd grab her cowbell and jump up on the place with the bears.
Can we please go to Chuck E. Cheese's with my cousin so it looks less weird?
We'll take a younger cousin, so it looks like you're there for that purpose.
Yeah, but then I'll be leaving all of you guys. I'll be playing this, like, that bowling game.
Oh,
or the,
bowling. What is it, skee-ball or something like that?
I don't really know, but I'll be playing that. They're like, where's Josie? You're supposed to be with your younger cousin. I'll be playing again.
I could see Josie going up to Chuck E. Cheese on an elephant.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'm very responsible with my younger cousin. But still, I would love to play with you. Let's go back, please. I want to go. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
okay,
so fun.
Beautiful.
All right, so are we done tonight? Do we have anything else? Why don't we talk about what upcoming guests are for next week?
Yes, let's do it. And then we are wrapping it up before we go.
We haven't heard about Thanksgiving.
I never hear you. What?
We want to hear about Jersey's turkey.
Turkey.
We have had 2 days of turkey, let me tell you.
We did. Don't even say the word turkey. I love turkey. Oh, I'm telling you. But it was great. I mean, we buttered it up.
It was buttered up, all right.
We buttered it up. We put stuff in rice.
You buttered up the turkey?
In it.
What are you, like, saying nice things to it? How do you butter up a turkey?
Well, yes. You first, you know,
you gotta
say
talk real nice
you love it. Say you're a very... juicy,
turkey.
Just a wonderful turkey. You're so beautiful and handsome, you know.
Can you
and then that's
hop
it.
In my pants?
Okay, this turned a real weird turn. Next guest coming on next week. Next week, my guests are Emma Cloney, Mickey Daniel, and the Los Fritos. So I'm very, very excited about that. Woo! And I'm laughing because my mom is making the funniest face right now talking about turkey. Are you sure you don't want any more turkey?
Oh, my gosh. You know, honestly, I'm not
sure
I could ever even look at another turkey. Mm-hmm. Well, we had a great turkey dinner, so we'll share, like, really quickly. We had a great turkey dinner at your uncle and aunt's house yesterday.
And cousin.
And your cousin's there. And grandma's there. And it was really great. We had a fantastic dinner. And then today...
Me and my cousin played Mario Brothers.
We cooked for the other side of the family. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent all day cooking bird and sides. And it was really quite yummy, I have to say, but now I don't want to see him anymore.
Well, what you got to do is pretend the turkey is actually just a chicken on steroids.
Oh, my God. Oh, goodness. This show has turned into a really weird thing right now. So I am just very, very excited that you guys all just tuned in with us, and I'm very, very excited. And now, please commence the turkey eating. It's all good. I'm just, you know, we kind of wanted to cut this a little bit shorter than usual because we know that you guys still want to enjoy with your family and turkey eating and doing some more shopping for the wonderful Black Friday. So everyone, very, very exciting. Thank you all so, so much for tuning into the show. And once again, next week, my guests are Emma Cloney, Mickey Daniel, and Los Britos. So everyone, please tune into that as well. Thank you all so, so much for coming. We'll chat with you guys next week. Woo! Love y'all.